Hey there, beautiful minds. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, this episode is going to hit close to home. Because who here hasn't had that little voice in their head whispering all sorts of not so nice things? You know the feeling like you're constantly being judged, criticized, or just plain put down by your own mind. But guess what? It's time to kick that negativity to the curb. Overcoming negative self-talk is a superpower we all possess, and today we're going to unlock it together. We're diving deep into those thought patterns, exploring why they show up in the first place, and giving you some seriously powerful tools to silence that inner critic for good. Trust me, this isn't just about feeling better, it's about unleashing your full potential and living a life where you truly believe in yourself. So buckle up, grab your favorite cup of tea, and let's get started. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer that negative self-talk once and for all. First things first, awareness is key. It's like having a detective inside your head, constantly observing those thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something negative about yourself or your abilities, don't just let it slide. Stop, acknowledge it, and say, hey, that's not true. It sounds simple, but this act of labeling the thought as untrue can actually start to weaken its power over you. You know, like that embarrassing childhood rhyme stuck in your head, you keep repeating it even though you'd rather forget it. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Remember, they're just thoughts, not facts. Ever notice how sometimes your brain throws out these ridiculous assumptions? Like, I'm going to mess this presentation up, when you've actually nailed them before. It's like your inner voice is playing a game of worst-case scenario and forgetting all the times you've succeeded. So ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support this thought? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, you'll find that those negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions, fueled by fear or past experiences. Now, let's talk about reframing. This is where you turn those lemons into lemonade. When a negative thought pops up, try to reframe in a more positive and realistic light. Instead of I'm not good enough, how about I'm learning and growing every day? Remember, progress isn't always linear. There are going to be ups and downs. But by focusing on your strengths and celebrating even the smallest victories, you can shift your mindset from one of negativity to one of empowerment. Speaking of empowerment, affirmations are your secret weapon. These positive statements, repeated regularly, can help rewire your brain and create a more supportive inner dialogue. It's like giving yourself a daily pep talk. Try affirmations that resonate with you, such as I am capable, I am worthy, or I attract success. Say them out loud, write them down, or even just think them throughout the day. The key is consistency. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. Everyone stumbles sometimes, and it's okay to make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections with grace and understanding. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when things don't go perfectly. So picture this. You're walking into a meeting, feeling confident and prepared. That inner critic is trying to whisper its doubts, but you quickly shut it down, reminding yourself of your past successes and your commitment to doing your best. You present with clarity and conviction, knowing that your worth isn't tied to the outcome. That's the power of overcoming negative self-talk. This isn't about erasing all negative thoughts, it's about having a healthy relationship with them. It's about recognizing when those voices are trying to hold you back and choosing to replace them with empowering beliefs. You deserve to live a life where your mind is your biggest ally, not your worst enemy. All right, amazing people, I want to hear from you. What are some of the negative thoughts that come up for you? How do you currently deal with them? Share your experiences and insights in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with powerful tools for living your best, most authentic life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.